The Ryan Tubridy Show on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Sky Broadband. With our broadband, your world is limitless. Live beyond.
Good morning all, Ryan Tubridy with you this Friday morning. It is the 8th of November 2019 and we are with you till 10 o'clock. The text number is 51551. You can email ryan@rte.ie. It's been quite a week, hasn't it? And that kind of comes to a sense of finality in some ways with the funeral of our dear friend and colleague Gay Byrne today at midday in the Pro Cathedral. So obviously, like most people around here, I'll be heading in to pay my final respects along with everyone else who happens to be there. So that's at 12. So that's going to be broadcast on the TV, I think, as far as I know. And I think I heard something about that. So that's that. And we'll keep you posted on all of those things. And also we're because of the day that's in it, it would be utterly mad and wrong not to bring us a bit more of a flavour of Gay's world from the archives. And we've kind of we've been looking through them and picking out short stories and little moments to illustrate just what class of broadcaster he was. And there's a lot of fun in them, and I think that's really important. I know that's important because Susie told me that, and Susie being one of Gay's daughters, Susie and Crona, two daughters, and I was talking to them yesterday, and Kathleen and the grandchildren, and they are in such remarkable form. I mean, the dignity that the family have been conducting themselves, if I could say that, is breathtaking and a lesson to us all. But I get the sense that they do want that sense of fun. Obviously, it's respectful, but definitely the bit of crack as well to remember their dad by. And that's exactly what we're going to do along the way today. And of course, then in the middle of it all, we have a Late Late Show tonight because the show goes on, as you know, and we've got a big show tonight. We had that special on Tuesday. They were telling me yesterday it was watched in more than 20 countries around the world, including Mexico and Vietnam and things like that. They were able to tell where people were watching. So just the reach of the RT player and also, obviously, Gay's, what that people want to come back and join what was essentially Awake on the television. We'll keep you posted, as I say, on all of these things. The text 51551. Go to a few pieces in the papers before we get into all of it. For some reason, I have always loved the Muppets. I know this might sound like a strange thing to say, but I've always loved, I mean, Kermit the Frog and Fozzie, and I could watch the reboot of them. I love the movies. Ricky Gervais is in one of them, Jason Segel and Amy Adams is in another one. The songs are clever. Like, am I a Muppet or a man? I mean, it's a question I ask myself pretty much on a daily basis anyway, but the fact that it's a song as well is just a bonus. And not only is it a song, it's a great song that always reminds me of, if anyone will listen to me, I'll say it, it reminds me of Mind Games by John Lennon. Compare and contrast. That's your homework for next week. Muppet or Man and Mind Games by John Lennon. Have a look at that. But there's a great piece in the Irish Examiner today by Donal O'Keefe, who looks at Sesame Street at 50, and how ahead of its time it was as a programme. Now, I learned something today that I didn't know what a Muppet, where the word Muppet came from. 46 and a half years old. And today I learn where the word Muppet comes from. It's short for marionette puppets. Muppets. I never... Because marionette to me was kind of a puppet in its own right. But obviously you don't know enough about that. And then puppets were a different thing. But actually combining the two and you get your Muppet. That was fascinating. And they did things like in 1982, Mr. Hooper was one of the characters in it. And Mr. Hooper, the actual actor, died. Will Lee was his name. And he died. And rather than recast or explain away his absence, the producers decided to address his death. And this was a big thing for children looking at and trying to come to terms with death, which is really, really hard to get your head around as an adult, let alone a child. So you have Big Bird, who's kind of childlike and innocent, and he could never get Mr. Hooper's name right, and he becomes upset when the street's adults attempted to explain tearfully why he would never be coming back. And seeing the grown-ups embrace a heartbroken bird helped a generation of children understand loss. That makes perfect sense. And then in 1994, The Sesame Street narrowly escaped destruction at the hands of a creature too preposterous ever to exist in real life. Now remember, 1994, they invented a character, a billionaire tycoon called Ronald Grump, played by Joe Pesci. And he wears a ridiculous wig and he wants to replace Sesame Street with Grump Tower. I mean, talk about ahead of its time. And that's before we get to the extraordinary racial enlightenment with which they treated subject matter on the programme. But it's 50 years old and it continues. I mean, The Muppet Christmas Carol is one of the most beautiful interpretations of a classic story that I've ever seen. Michael Caine in the middle of it. It is just so close to our hearts in our house at Christmas time that someday, I never got to interview Kermit the Frog. It'll be one of the ones, he'd be on the list. You know, I just would love to, because he lives on. But I did get to see him, and he's in one of his incarnations is in the Smithsonian in Washington, along with the ruby slippers from The Wizard of Oz. And I felt I was close to something spiritually important in my life that day. I often talk about Berlin because it's a fascinating city. I've been to see it a few times, been there. I saw U2 there not too long ago. What a place to go and see U2, because I feel like U2 and Berlin kind of tightly knitted up together in many ways. But and obviously you've got your World War II things to do there. But Checkpoint Charlie, which kind of lashed through, just have a quick look and see, but it's there. But it's become essentially, you know, if you've ever been to Times Square, you've people dressed up as characters from Marvel or Muppet Show characters, might be Elmo or something like that. And you get your picture taken with them, but obviously you pay them a few bob. Now, what's happened is that at Checkpoint Charlie, they have people dress up as soldiers to get your picture taken. And you can see why, but the authorities have said, you know what, it's not really respectful. It's a sight that wasn't really pleasant. I mean, it's a bit like probably having people dressed up as soldiers on the border up the north, like not nice memories. So the actors claim that they only accept voluntary donations, but then they investigated, revealed that they demand €4 for a photo, and we're making, this here, making up to €5,000 a day. Could that be possible in doing so? Obviously, that's according to the German newspaper Bild. So they've said, no, we're going to get rid of that. Don't like that. And we'll strike that. But Berlin, fascinating place and well worth a visit. A nuisance neighbour, meanwhile. This guy was having a row with his neighbours. So to get his revenge, what he did was he'd set his alarm for probably about 3:45 a.m., went down to the garage, took out a chainsaw and leaf blowers. He must have a lot of trees in the area if it's the plural. And at 4 a.m., he kicked off. And I knew he was gone. Just to annoy it. And he used the chainsaw and the leaf blowers at 4 to wake up his fellow residents in a property dispute. But the judge intervened and said, you can use them during the day. Now, he could be pedantic and say 4 a.m. is the day. But obviously they said, no, I presume it means possibly daylight hours. Not like that. What about fur? I think a lot of people have possibly down through the years, granny's stole or coat or something that might be there. And then in more recent years, people have said you can't really have dead animals on your shoulders and so on. And it's all about faux fur. And so the Queen has said that in the UK, that new garments made for the monarch would get rid of real fur in favour of fake, faux fur. And that they feel that this would be, you know, I suppose, the woke thing to do, to use the word we spoke about in the last few weeks. And the move was welcomed by animal rights charities, who said that the decision to go faux reflected the mood of the British public, the vast majority of whom detest cruel fur and want nothing to do with it. But the British Fur Trade Association has told Buckingham Palace that faux fur can be worse for the planet than the real thing. Now, what to do? Giles Rocca is the chief executive, and he claimed that ditching real fur was not the way to be socially responsible. Fake fur, fake fur is actually worse for the environment than natural fur. Natural fur comes from wild sources or from zero carbon farming in places like Denmark, and fake fur. And this is why we wrote to the palace, it's far worse for the environment than natural. That debate rages for those who are in a position to be worried about things like fur coats on a day like today. Elsewhere, the Great British Bake Off is having a New Year's Day special, And the leading cast members of Derry Girls are going to be featuring on the... I watched the final the other day. My youngest is an absolute bake-off fanatic. And she talked me through. It was like watching... she was like the Bake Off whisperer to me, telling me all the characters. By the end of it, I got full rundown on the psychodrama and who's doing what and how did that guy win when she should have won, but she wasn't a star baker. And I hadn't watched one episode, but I felt completely invested in the whole thing by the end of the hour. And that's why this story caught my eye. So New Year's, I'll watch it now more often. Special show will air on New Year's Day with the Derry Girls. They were lovely guests on the TV show. Not too long ago, so they're going to feature on that. One last one for you. Having a strained relationship with a parent or a child is worse for health than enduring rocky romantic relationships. A research has found that bloodlines seem to matter more than love when it comes to long-term risk of chronic conditions. And those who had difficult family relationships had on average between 0.5 and 1 more chronic illness at the 20-year follow-up than those who enjoyed happy connections.